Hey friends, if you haven't noticed, it's graduation season. I know I have a granddaughter who flipping wow. just graduated from high school. How's that possible? Quite. She was just born yesterday. Does that happen fast?
It does. Bam.
Yeah, like, bam.
Was this about to happen now? Yeah.
Yeah. She's all grown up. Anyway, she's been telling me she's an adult, so okay. Welcome. Anyway,
welcome
so I've
to the hood, baby.
Welcome to the hood. It's kind of a crazy time. Right. Anyway, so it's made me think back to high school. I can barely remember graduation, but high school friendships, oof, amazing. Amazing. Yeah. Which ones have lasted? I have a few that have just been still remarkable friendships that I adore. But I'm wondering what you think about friendships, actually. What are they like now in your life? Maybe they were painful at times, like in high school, like, hello, hormones, emotions, extremes, drama up and down. God, we were a mess, weren't we? And thankfully, hopefully that has changed over the years. Anyway, I'm curious what your friendships look like now and what does it mean to show up now as a friend? I mean, we've been talking about this a lot. Today, we're talking about making friends and being a friend and doing those with some intentionality. You're going to say something about that, Jan?
Well, you know, it's making just different stages of your life, like, you know, where we are, which floor we're on in life. And then even in like high school, everybody that you've loved and grown with, now you're separating and going to different colleges. And so you begin your journey.
Yeah.
Of making new friends at different times in your life. And so it can be challenging. I remember my first roommate at college. It was like, I mean, we were so polar opposite. Unfortunately, we really aren't friends. I mean, it was just like, I mean, and so anyway, and I haven't moved around as much as you have. And so I know moving now, people are in flux, especially here in Nashville, in and out, and you know, finding your people. It's creating that activity. It really is. And so kudos to all of you that move around. I haven't quite gotten to that place in my life, but
I think you're going to. I have a feeling.
I know. I do too. Ooh, I do too. But, you know, and even say like the parents I used to hang around with, you know, when at my time, some of you are there, some of you aren't, when your kids are in certain activities, especially like sports, I feel, because it's a constant. We played travel ball. Well, see, I said we. He played travel ball. We paid for it and he played it. Oh my God. And so, you know, those were my people then. And I've stayed friends with a few of them, and we would see each other or do a little reunion. But as far as consistent in my life, it's changed, you know, even that change. It's, it can be challenging at times, you know, I get attached. I'm not attached person. I'm working on that.
And also, if you change careers, I mean, isn't it like an average of 8 to 12 times people change careers now in their life? I know. Wow. Isn't that wild? Is it careers or jobs? Yeah. Just like, oh, I think I'll do that. or within a career. Like I was an educator and I kept changing schools, changing like my role, just constantly changing. And then moving overseas, and that was a completely different school environment and way of educating and kinds of people that we hung out with. And then after all of that ended, then moving again and not having the education community, we moved to Kazakhstan, which like, hello, that's a little challenging to make a friend.
I'm like, what?
How do you make friends in another?
Kazakhstan.
You don't even have a language connection. You're just like, my gosh, or a cultural one. And then when we've moved from Italy to Portugal, where we are now, and we live out in the country, kind of, And we don't have people near it. We might have our closest neighbors, but otherwise, it's a real trick. So you've got to be involved in stuff. You've got to go to those places where the people might be that you want to connect with. So also, I wanted to mention like the how interesting it is when somebody is like struggles with being vulnerable and or awkward about reaching out. And we probably all have had that experience at some point. But some people, we know some people who are, that's an extreme for them. And they just don't easily make deep friends. Anyway, I know somebody who's felt that way, that like it didn't feel safe to be vulnerable and didn't trust.
Yeah.
And so that's just something to keep in mind about other people.
Sometimes it's the people who you would think would, I'm that way. I can be a little shy or introverted going into, I'm not, you know, what? The big groups, et cetera.
I'm kidding.
Even my sister yesterday, she's like, I just have a hard time. And I'm like, I know. Because who I am at the beginning and who I am now, you know, when I know you, it's like, God. And so
that's when you wrap your leg around people when you know them, right? Yes, that's your friends.
That's my leg hug. Like, oh my God. My poor dancers, they got accosted this year. So it's like, don't go. The seniors. Stop. Oh my gosh. But you know, talking about friendships and new people in your life, I mean, Mary, you're a new friend. And again, we have to keep telling you guys, we've never met in person. This is crazy.
It's wild.
And I love being around you because you inspire me.
We're a couple of fireballs.
It's like that creative flow happens. We're so present with each other, the listening. It's we don't necessarily agree on everything in life, and that's okay. It's a kindred spirit that's... mm-hmm. It's uplifting. We connect deeply. We have a zest for life and passion for the creative edge. And I feel that we hold our integrity with that. And that is that. It's like, whoosh. I become a better friend. And I look, it challenges me to keep that circle in my life. I don't know if that makes sense, but you know.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about that too, about the significance of having people around you who help you grow.
Yeah.
And I think we've done that a lot for each other, because
we
work through some of the same personal development stuff, and
we
challenge each other a lot, and it's really important.
In that challenge, I will say we challenge each other in really asking the other to pay attention to those that we need to let go, which is hard. But we do it.
Not just people that we need to let go out of our like old stories and ways of thinking about things, all of that stuff. So we've really helped each other with that, which is that's the kind of friend you need. And you need not a zillion of them, but a few, a handful.
Yes, you do.
All those different perspectives that different people bring to you and help you to sort through things. And anyway, so it's really important to have those people that you are inclined to want to adventure with or do volunteering with, because that's what really volunteering is a great way to meet people. I've discovered, met some really interesting people.
That. Yeah. Yes.
Yep. Through the things that
same,
you,
yeah.
that you love to do.
Oh, I know. And this is a growth place for me, is learning to not have that rose-colored glasses. Even in, you know, they talk about that in, you know, intimate romantic relationships, but I really feel that it carries over into family relationships, into friendship relationships. It's, you have to really see who they are. And if those are red flags for you, they may not be a red flag for someone else, but for you, and that's one of my challenges, is to watch inconsistent behavior, those who have controlling tendencies, I start to feel unsafe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then I pull back.
You don't trust them.
Yes, I don't. And I don't, I'm not sure what their intention is. And so, but some other red flags are gossiping and then competing with each other. That's a thing, which I'll get on a little later. But I have a friend, and we actually have to say, okay, you get 5 minutes to process, because after the 5 minutes of processing of something that may upset us within a something, it becomes gossip, in my opinion. And I don't want to repress things, but I don't want to gossip and bring that crap into my life. So it's those people that you can be that honest with, right? You know?
Yep.
It's refreshing. It's refreshing.
Yeah.
I don't know. I read something about friendship does for our health, and I'm not sure if this goes to man science, but I know for women, that when we connect, let me find it and I'll read it. When we connect, we both get a release of serotonin and oxytocin. Who knew? Why, that's why we feel so good with each other.
That's what's oozing out.
Right? And it works to reduce pain, calm stress, and improve hormone health. So all of us that are in the pause, pre-pause, finish the pause, and that's my nickname for menopause. I call it the pause.
Kiss the pause goodbye.
Kiss the pause. Oh, that's good. That's the name of a podcast. It's literally medicine for us. I mean, and we women, let's think about it. Truly, when we feel that, I'm like, I hung on to that. I'm like, okay, people, let's get a buzz today.
Yeah. Yeah, there's been a lot of research about friendship. I know I read one about the Harvard study of adult development and I'll have to read this because I didn't memorize it.
No, I know.
But about the significance, again, of friendships, that the single most important determinant of well-being and longevity is social fitness. Wow. I thought it was diet. I thought it was fitness, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So having a rich, deep, and varied social life that includes acquaintances and deep friendships, so those levels of friendship, and lasting romantic relationships, and supportive family connections.
Damn.
All that stuff. Significant to our longevity.
Yeah. Wow. I really feel like humans were created for relationships. We really need each other. They were just created for relationships. Mm-hmm. And so, but that support system, I couldn't do life without my friendships, my women friends, right?
Yeah.
And it's the part of lifting each other up and expressing joy with each other, having that someone go, yes, you're a badass, even if you really don't feel like it, but they say it anyway, right? And in that, going kind of circling back to that competing thing and the red flags, I do want to address that I feel, and I don't know, I think it's, I don't know why. I really don't know why. Just whatever, why we women compete with each other. You know,
we do.
And it's insanity. And a lot of, I know why I maybe did that and have done that. I'm not going to say I'm not guilty. It's my own insecurities and feeling not enough and thinking someone else had it. We don't know anyone's story. We don't know what she did to get where she is. We know nothing. And then in my growth process, I learned where sometimes jealousy is actually a pointer to something that you want that person has. And I've always tried to, I'm like, oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So, so what she has, oh my God, there's plenty. There's plenty to go around. There's
lots.
Plenty. Abundance. Abundance of it all. Abundance.
Yes.
Oh God. Oh, so anyway, so those, If I feel that, because now I'm trusting that intuition, so if I feel that from someone else, I will just quietly move away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that actually goes into that idea of being the person you want to attract.
Yeah.
So if you want to attract jealous people, then you should be a jealous person. Right? That's the
right. It's true. Because I'm not attracting those people. It's crazy. Yes.
So being really clear, we've talked about the importance of clarity in friendship and being really intentional.
Yeah.
And even, I don't know, in meeting new people and really analyze it. What does this person bring to me that I really want? And what do I want to exhibit back that will draw them towards me? So just being really clear about the person you're becoming and what you want, what you desire in friendship. Yes. There was another quote from Oprah that I really like. She's really good friends with a couple of people, one of them being Maria Shriver, who's one of my heroes. I love her. And she said, in my experience with Maria, the key to a lasting friendship is this: tell each other the truth. Even when things are hard or the truth might sting, we are honest with each other. There's no room for jealousy either. Just accepting and loving the person as they are, wherever they are in their journey. Just got shivers all over my arms. Man.
Yeah. I don't want a yes man. Ooh, because
honest.
Because even, and it does sting, man. It's like, oh,
God, that hurt.
It did. Damn, I needed to hear it. Thank you. And so because I want that, I really challenge myself to be the friend that I want to be the friend first, right? It's the important to be that person first, and not sit back and wait. Be that person. Be the mirror. Be who you want to be friends with, and that will be mirrored back. I don't know. Am I making any sense?
That makes complete sense in a roundabout way. You got it. Nailed it.
Okay. But it is. Because if people talk about not having friends, it's not always everyone else's fault, right? That you play a part in that. So anyway, so that's that. So what we want to ask you is, what qualities are most important to you in being a friend? If you heard what I said, what are the qualities most important to you in being a friend? And I think when you get clear on that, you will attract that.
Yeah.
And that's our challenge for you today. Yeah. Be that friend.
Be the friend.
Yay. All right. Yay. So as we head off into this month of friendship, hang on. Hang on for the ride. Maybe we'll sting you somewhere. Anyway, have a great day.
Have a great day.
Bye.